This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our story today is the story of rights. How do I define rights and how do I fulfill those rights? In a conversation with many non-Muslims at a university class, a student asked why Muslims cared so much about the worship of God as though that was the foundation, as though that was more important than all of the urgent and pressing needs of social justice causes. And when we go back to the foundation, we see very clearly and obviously that Islam is all about rights. We begin with the most foundational and most crucial right of all. And that is the right of the Creator upon His creation, the one who created us, that we follow His path, that we listen to His message, that we obey objective morality. And as a result of that, He promises us to enter us into paradise for fulfilling that right. And we have with that message from God, by fulfilling the right of God, the rights of people as well, and the rights of animals, and the rights of the environment in Islam. All of these are part of that package, meaning accepting objective morality and a worldview that helps you to really and truly establish and fulfill rights. Now here's an important question a lot of people don't ask in the 21st century. We are a people of rights and a religion of rights, but someone needs to define these rights. Otherwise, everyone can come up with their own claim of rights with no basis whatsoever. Here's an example. A man passes away and his sibling demands 100% of the inheritance from his brother, despite the fact that the one who passed away has a wife and children. Is that something you can accept? Is that something you would accept? Now you might say no, but the question is why not? If he's making the claim to a right, does he not have a right to take what he claims to be is his right? In Islam, rights are defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they all have a wisdom behind their rulings. For us to advocate for any rights at all, for social justice causes, or the rights of animals, or the environment, for us to pass even judgments on rights, we need to first have an objective reference point, a factual reference point that defines what these rights are. If someone, for example, were to disagree with a fixed right in Islam, it would imply that they are looking first at a different set of values, a different set of rights, which they then have accepted, different moral values, a different dictionary that defines what these rights are that they believe in. And then this individual is, after that, looking at the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are passing judgment on the revelation as though they know any better. They are shaped by their upbringing, their moral values from their parents, their society, their culture, social media, social justice causes, politics, whatever is trending at the time, whatever has shaped them, whatever they have inclined towards. And then they are passing judgments on the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as though through that lens, they know what's best. And this is generally the situation of society today. Let us restore the rights that are violated and advocate for the rights that are unfulfilled, and call people simultaneously and most importantly to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship the Creator, and follow His message, the message that provides guidance on what rights are and which rights need to be fulfilled, and how we are to establish morality in this world. And as a result of human beings obeying the message of God and correspondence from God, we are then serving the rights of mankind through different campaigns and causes, and we should be at the forefront of that. The one who fulfills the right of the Creator ends up naturally having to fulfill the rights of the creation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to fulfill all of these rights and to put everything in its proper place. Allahumma ameen.